My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. Now others have joined my crusade. To them, I'm Oliver Queen. To the rest of Starling City, I'm someone else. I am something else.
Hello, and welcome to the mid-season break of the Werguero podcast. As always, I am Daniel James.
I'm Rudy Schubach.
I'm Chris O'Neill.
And I'm Laurel Mers. And also...
I'm Tyler Crouch.
Yeah, nailed it. Sweet.
Your stuff has cookies, damn.
Yeah, sorry for the lateness. It turns out, like, we've all had new jobs within the last 6 months, and we're still kind of working on scheduling and shit. Everyone's kind of getting used to life changes. So, things have been
changes.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, so that's that. Another little bit of news. We will no longer be getting... reviews, recaps, that's the word, from Jeremy. He sent his regrets and said that he had some bad news and will not be able to get those out to us on a regular basis. So
I'm going to miss his dumb voice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeremy. We appreciate everything you did.
So
yes.
You definitely improved our show for the little bit of time that we were on it. So now we
will
find...
Wait, what are you trying to say about my synopses?
I'm trying to say that his were better.
Yeah, they were. They were better. It's true.
So, something for us to strive for. And I feel like the best way to do that is to rotate in each week. Someone else does a new one.
Good plan.
So that no one's stuck with doing them all.
Awesome.
So, yeah, look for that next year. But until then, we've got Laurel to fill in the blanks on The Climb, Season 3, Episode 10. 10? 9. Episode 9 of Season 3. Written by Jake Coburn and Kido Shimizu and directed by Thor Freudenthal. It's an awesome
Yay!
Name. So.
Okay, so I'm going to get the couple of things out of the way so that we can talk about the good stuff. First is the flashbacks. Oliver has learned that China White is trying to get her hands on a very fancy virus called Omega, or Omega, which is kind of like how Japanese people call orange juice orange juice, or ice cream. Anyway... So she used this lab dude and some crazy drug that made him forget and submit, to which Bill Cosby was like, what was that now? get it? Is it? Anyway, they figure out the lab dude got that drug, and so he had no idea that he had taken it. But meanwhile, while the boys are torturing the guy, China White and Mama Maseo get it on sword fight style, not just for gents in the loo, after all. And Mama Maseo gets herself grabbed up, which is very traumatic for her boy and for her husband, Maseo. And that's the flashback. I also wanted to get this little piece of something out of the way because I think it's dumb and I got tired of it. But essentially, Laurel basically goes around telling everyone who cares about her, like, oh, no, Sarah's fine. No, twist my arm. No, yeah, you're right. She's dead. No, she's dead. She definitely died. But don't tell anyone. So the weirdest don't tell
she's
anyone.
She's not dead. Was... Dead, isn't she? Yes, she is.
Yes, she definitely is dead.
Don't tell my dad.
See what happened
was... Don't tell
was...
Ollie. She told Thea, don't tell Ollie, which is weird because definitely Oliver knows. So
right,
dumb.
But Thea doesn't know that Oliver knows, so...
Right, but still, I don't see, like, what's the point there. Anyway, so Mommy and Laurel in the end end up at Sarah's grave, to which Mommy says, like, oh, I think she deserves more than this. And I'm like, more than to be, like, buried at an awesome headstone in the millionaire's backyard? Like, it's pretty great. Anyway, Laurel talks about her plans to avenge Sarah's death, and Mommy gets a very serious face and says, You do that then. Essentially. Let's get to the good stuff. Show opens. Ollie. You will do it. Ollie's dropping off his secret Santa gift for Lancey Pants, and Lance is like, this is what you got me last year, and I love it. And he says a really cute thing about how he's like his only partner left now, which I think is sweet. And anyway, then Ollie gets picked up by Merlin, he thinks, but no, it's just Roz's sweet little daughter, Nessa, who's giving him a 12-hour deadline to produce the killer of Sarah. He goes back to the Eric cave where Felicity does a DNA search and finds that the DNA on the arrow belonged to Ollie? Twelve alleles match. But with a little digging and the finding of a video that puts Merlin and Thea in Starling City the night before, the discussion becomes about Thea being the murderer. Ollie won't believe it, so he goes to get the truth, but instead he gets lied to. When Thea says, no, wait, I was in Corto Maltese the whole time. Will you put the tree up with me? And also she says this really dumb thing about, don't make me choose between my dad and my brother. And I'm like, okay, he just started being your dad, and he's a big fat dick, and he killed a lot of people, including your mom, so I don't really understand why you're, like, so productive. You idiot. Then Ollie goes back to try to get the truth as Arrow on Felicity's suggestion, where he mostly gets his ass kicked, and as she jumps from, like, a second-story window, she says, stay away from my daddy, which is exactly what your mom said when you walked in on us last night. Meanwhile...
There was.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch. Okay, I'm just going to get this crap out of the way, too. Felicity's boyfriend Ray shows up the Verdant, where we learn that his fiance was killed during the undertaking, but like by breaking her leg, like they broke his leg and then they broke her leg and then he couldn't have her be the only person he ever kissed ever anymore. And then, so that's why he was all freaked out when he kissed Felicity, because he was his first kiss after she... Anyway, it's stupid. It's CW. Anyway, just to get that out of the way. And also, he shows us plans for Adam, which is, like, essentially a suit, like, Tony Stark-style suit.
We don't want to say Iron Man.
Oh, shit, you said it. And the best line of the show, I think, came from Felicity then when she says, why does this keep happening to me? Because he's all... I'm going to use this to save the city, and I need your help. She's all shaking my head. Anyway, Merlin comes to visit Ollie at the Verdant because he's all, hey, Arrow, you visited my daughter. That's some shit. And they get into it, and then we learn that Thea was drugged with the same, like, forget and submit drugs, which puts Ollie between a rock and a hard place, which is your mom's favorite place. Merlin suggests that Ollie take the blame and challenge Roz. Die or win, either way, Merlin and Thea get off scot-free, to which Ollie's like, okay. So Ollie does just that, and nobody in Nessa's circle is buying it. But Roz likes to fight, so he's cool with a duel. Maseo, who now goes as Sadab, gives Ollie his 12 hours to go out and do his thing, and also explains that, like, he can't be Maseo anymore, he can only be Sarab, and because his life sucks out because China White stole his wife, and then probably some other shit happens that we'll find out about later. So Ollie uses his 12 hours to say goodbye to Thea and tell her he loves her no matter what, which is really sweet. He uses it also to say goodbye to his friends, and they're like, let us help you. And he's like, you know, I can do it. It's going to be fine. And then he tells Felicity, I know two things. One, last time I tried to fight like this, I didn't know what I was fighting for, and this time I do, so I'm not worried about myself. And the other, that I love you. Long glance.
I love you, boo.
Bae. You're my bae.
You're my bae.
Anyway.
The hell's a bae?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's this thing that the teenagers at the high school where I teach. Well, I don't think so, because it stands for something to some people, like bitch ass something. I don't know. But it's like how people, like, it's like saying boo, but a new boo. But it might be dirtier.
Why can't we just keep saying boo? Or bo? Why can't we keep saying bo?
Okay, anyway. So then he has a long-ass climb, and it's Merry Christmas, Laurel. It's abs in December. All abs. 2 fight. Maceo Sarab tells Ollie, this is it. This is your last chance to try to plead your case. And Ollie instead is like, yeah, I'm ready to fight. He starts with 2 swords, and Roz has no swords, but in a pretty short amount of time, Ollie's on the edge of the cliff, and it's looking like it's his last moment. Then he rallies just in time to get sworded through the right, or no, sorry, yeah, it was his right upper lung field. His life flashes before his eyes, and, like, Roz gives him his last rites, and he has blood coming out of his face, and then Roz uses his foot to, like, push him off this huge cliff.
What a douche.
And that's that. So my questions are, what the fuck? What's that now?
Wait, what?
holy shit, can they do that? Like, they didn't, did they?
All that and more on this episode. Oh my god, best question ever.
Awesome.
Fuck it, Jeremy. I mean, I hope you feel better, or whoever does.
Yeah.
We love you.
Wait, what? what?
Well, yeah, that sums it up. All right.
Are they allowed to wait? What?
That's exactly what I said at the end. I was like, "What?"
What the my F? Response was somewhere along the lines of, "Huh."
Claire caught the tail end of it with me, and she was like, "Well, I saw that one coming," and I was like, "What part?" And she's like, the cliff. I mean, you do a big sword fight on the cliff, someone's going off the cliff. I was like, yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, but like, sounds none of right. us would have thought it would be the arrow.
You know, I might have, though, because it's mid-season. Arrow. It's mid-season break. Like, something dramatic has to happen, and it's not going to be, oh, I conquered the big villain of the season. Nah.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
Yeah, except, like, how about not kill off your lead character.
Oh, he'll be
potentially.
Back.
He'll yeah. be back.
Oh, how? I will we say, though, Ross did place his sword where he is able to from. I mean, like, worst case, he collapsed that lung. His, like, heart's still beating.
Yeah, it would have been worse if you got him on the left side.
This is true.
Yeah, it would have been way worse.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that a little bit later. Let's start with some boring stuff, like the flashback. Anything interesting to say?
I mean,
I feel like the whole point of that was so that we could learn about the submit the and drugs. Forget drug.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they did it backwards. It's like, We're gonna teach you about the drug with Merlin telling you about the drug, and then we're gonna immediately show you this other time that you knew that this drug existed, so that we can be like, oh yeah, no, I've totally seen this before.
Yeah, no, that was stupid.
Yeah, it was really stupid. But I also think it's setting us up for, like, some further plot development in his flashback with Maceo and his woman, because his son's still alive. Like, what happens between that moment and him becoming Sarab?
Yeah, something's got to happen.
Yeah, who knows?
Something worse.
Besides just the fact that she's dead.
Also, like, did you guys notice that... Did you guys notice that China White was played by a different actress this time?
Was
much
she?
Less China-y looking.
You sure that was Kelly Hugh?
Yeah. I don't know. She looked the same.
Her different
well, then she looked real different.
Well, it is in the past. This is like 5 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
This is true.
Well, they did a good job. She looked way different to me. She looked more American.
I think they do a lot. I think they do, dude.
It's because she's surrounded by Asian people.
Yeah.
When you put an Asian person in the middle of a bunch of Americans, she looks extra Asian.
It was her. It was Kelly Hugh.
Oh, interesting. She looked different. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I feel bad I didn't get you anything.
You keep the city safe.
So do you. You know, these days, you're the closest thing to a partner I got. Happy holidays. You go, buddy.
Cool. Well, yeah. Only other flashback stuff is the bioweapon, which is... I mean, they call it Omega. And in the comics, that's like the physical embodiment of hate. It's some crazy rampaging dude who's kind of like...
Ooh.
Hulk, but Rage Hulk instead of like, you hurt me, I'm slightly angry. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, Smallville did a whole arc on it, right? Yeah.
Probably.
The Omega symbol.
Yeah, it was later. I think it has to do with...
Apocalypse?
Darkseid.
Darkseid, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the DC version, basically. But... Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those realms that's just kind of super out there. Because it's typically cosmic.
I was going to say, it kind of sounds like the medication from 28 Days Later.
Yeah. Or Serenity.
Or Serenity. Good callback.
So, yeah, it's a little not too exciting.
Are we still talking about the drug? Fire and forget drug?
We're talking about Omega.
Omega.
Orange juice.
Orange
juice. Cream. Chero.
Koda wa onegai shimasu.
Hamburger wa onegai shimasu.
All right, then. Cool. Well... What are the other boring storylines?
Laurel and Sarah's mom come into town. Immediately divines the fact that Sarah is dead.
Yep. Because
over
she has a feeling.
In a public place.
Yeah, basically. It was like the conversation literally went, is Laurel dead? Or is Sarah dead?
Sarah
and Laurel's like,
No.
No? Why would you think that? She doesn't see. Yes, she is. How did you know? That was the whole conversation.
She didn't even cry. She was just like, yeah, no, you're right. He definitely is dead. And then barely had a chance to cry. She was like, but don't tell Dad because kill him. And she was like, okay. But, like, if my kid died, I would make a scene. Like, she's in a public place. Why did she make a scene? Like, that's what, this whole thing, I don't get it. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
They try to make it more dramatic than actually really they made it was. I mean, they made it less dramatic than it should have been.
Know. It's very weird because they, like, tried to make a big thing out of it and in trying to do that, failed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole mother's intuition thing, like, you kind of, like, I was waiting for something, like, her to happen, you know, kind of her to freak out, you know, and she's like, I feel it, I know what's going on, Sarah's dead, or you know she's like, I know, like that one time I knew I was gonna see her, she didn't die on the boat, I knew I was gonna see her again, and that intuition was gone, you know, it was like building up, and then once Laurel came out with it, I was like, meh.
Right, I feel like, you know, from a director perspective, I would have directed her to start feeling that loss and expressing that loss as soon as she started talking about her intuition. Because that's what she's trying to express, right? I And I feel like I already know that she's dead. And that's when the tears should have started, not when it was confirmed. And she shouldn't have been surprised then when she was confirmed, because she was like, oh, I knew it. You know, like, had that kind of gasp moment. But she knew. So the tears needed to start sooner, and they needed to be more significant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because her knowing and her feeling those emotions and displaying those emotions would have pushed Laurel into saying, yes, yes, okay, you're right, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it would have been more believable for her to be like, oh, it's not like, oh, you're twisting my arm and I really wanted to tell you, so okay, I guess I'll just tell you. And more like, okay, you're putting your mom out of her misery. I get it.
Yeah.
Her motivations would have been more clear too.
I agree.
Right.
But I will say, on the opposite spectrum, Thea's response to hearing Laurel being there and her being like, Sarah's fine, Sarah's alive. Like, it was very realistic, and I felt like it gave me that early sense, a little early foreshadowing, that even if she had done it, she didn't know she'd done it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really honestly didn't.
What are you talking about? Sarah's fine.
No, I totally didn't.
Shoot her with arrows.
Yeah.
While I was hopped up on some crazy Molly type drug. Oh. All right, I did a little bit of E, but.
Did a little bit of vertigo, but that was like two seasons ago.
I was hanging
ago.
Out with Bill Cosby. I think he put something in my drink, but I totally. Little Spanish fly. I don't know. He was mentoring me.
I believe the phrase is grooming.
Yeah.
Well, that's appropriate.
Gotta earn that. Gotta earn that.
Pootie pops.
Whale.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I mixed up some jello pudding for you.
So, Arrow. I really enjoyed the Thea moment. I mean, it was a little weird of the back and forth of Laurel and Thea. I mean, first off, I don't know if we've had much of a scene between the two of them.
Yeah.
Not since she's come back from Corto Maltese, no.
No, definitely not then.
I mean,
but
I don't think they've ever done a one-on-one.
Yeah, I think they've interacted, but only at, like, parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm. When she was going through her JSD Spano phase, and
she was
like,
at
I feel like the
time.
Last time, yeah, Thea cut her off.
Yeah, I guess. But even then, I mean, it's very public place, so.
You don't tell me when I stop drinking.
Yeah.
Actually, so. I do. I own this place. This is my club. So, yes, stop drinking.
Yeah. In that sense, I enjoyed that scene. And the kind of little back and forth play of I know, like the mind games of I know that she doesn't know who Ollie is, or I can't assume that she knows who that Ollie is, Arrow, so I can't, he can't know.
Ooh, like, that's a good point. How did she know that she didn't kill Sarah, because Sarah was dressed as Black Canary at that point in time? She could have known that she was killing Black Canary but didn't realize that she was killing Sarah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's in
Never really thought it that way.
I think that she just has no memory of that. Mm-hmm.
I think that's correct, but they also could have that actually makes a really interesting character turn. Because if she didn't know that she was killing Sarah and then later finds out that she was being manipulated to kill Sarah, she will literally lose her shit. I mean, that can still happen, but if it was her choice to kill this person who was dressed as a superhero without the knowledge of knowing that it was someone who was actually close to her.
Right, but she would have had no motivation even to kill the Black Canary. Except, unless, I guess, Merlin had said, if you don't kill her, she'll kill me. But, yeah. Like, if you remember, Sarah recognized her and was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Sarah knows who Thea is, but Thea doesn't necessarily
know. So she wouldn't have... But she wouldn't have been like, what are you doing here, if she was pretending to be not Sarah? You know, like, if she was, like, trying to live in a world where Thea didn't know who...
Oh, and she would have had robo voice, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She had normal voice, yeah.
Well, and if you look at kind of the replay of the video, once it was done, she just kind of like turned away and didn't have any expressions whatsoever. Not even a like a good job, well done. It was more like she was a robot.
She turned around and was like, there, happy.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was unexpressive.
Yeah. I like that, like a robot. Beep, wolf, bop, I killed Sarah.
Cool. Well, I guess.
When did we guess that it had been Thea who shot the arrows? Was that two or three episodes ago?
Sure.
I didn't guess it. I had no idea.
I feel like that's been around since episode one or two of this season. I don't know when we brought it up, but yeah, that theory's been around a while.
Okay.
Mm.
Definitely ever since Felicity was like, yeah, you know, Roy could have done it because he's not a normal height. Or whatever she said.
And then it's like, Roy couldn't have done it, because how do you throw arrows?
Yeah. Speaking of Felicity, Raylicity is kind of cute.
I do like it. I like, you know, and it kind of reminded me the Ray Palmer story and doing something good with it instead of the Malcolm Merlyn type, you know, season one, Malcolm Merlyn. With the undertaking, his wife was murdered and killed on the phone, and basically, you know, and he took that to the extreme, to the negative. And then you see Ray Palmer, his fiance, or it was his fiance, correct? Or was it his wife?
Yeah,
this was wife.
Tommy's okay, mom.
No, I think he said fiance. They were gonna get married, so she was supposed to be the last person he ever kissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Ray sees his significant other getting killed in front of him, and he decides he wants to do something good. You know, it's kind of that's what it should have been in the first place.
The epitome of the
hero. Or so we think.
Yeah,
right now.
The epitome of a superhero origin. You take a negative and turn it into a positive, just like
I'm still not sold. I still think it's possible that he's bad guy, but we'll see.
I think so? He's gonna go down a dark path, but I don't think he's gonna like remain a bad guy.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Boom. Yeah.
I think he's gonna do that and then come back and realize he's
Batman.
Still a hero.
Harvey Dent.
Cool.
I could see that.
So I have a question about Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Was that in the original Arrow series, Adam?
He's a different hero.
In the comic book?
Yeah.
His name,
he's from the comics, not specifically Green Arrow, but
he's the equivalent to Ant-Man.
Okay.
Of the DC universe, correct?
So there's a possible like another spinoff here then.
Potentially. I don't know. The coolest Adam story I've ever read has almost nothing to do with the Adam.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's more of a Justice League story anyway.
Can he shrink? He can shrink and get big, right?
I don't know how big he can get, but yeah, he shrinks.
Okay.
Such a weird idea to make a suit that's based around making yourself little.
Yeah. Yeah, something very strange to set out to do. That seems like a power that would be an accidental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got bitten by a radioactive flea or something.
Oh my god, I want to see the tick on Arrow.
There's a live action show of that, and it's hilarious.
I know, I watched the whole thing.
It's so good.
It's all right.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody. I just come here. Sometimes.
Even though Sarah's still alive? Oh, what's wrong? Everything's fine. Sarah's okay.
No, yes. Sarah's dead.
What? What are you talking about? While you were gone, she was murdered. By who? I don't know. I buried her here. What did you tell anybody? Like, at least your father, the police?
No, no.
Thea, no one can ever know.
But why?
Sarah, she was complicated. And if my father found out, it would kill him. You have to promise me that you won't tell Oliver.
Of course, I promise.
So sorry. All right. Well, let's get into the big one then.
The meat and the potatoes
and the gravy.
Too much.
Too much?
No gravy.
Okay.
No gravy.
Don't get carried away.
It's fat man.
Okay.
Yeah, so Oliver's dead.
Well, goodbye.
Well, I mean, we didn't want... Did we get canceled and we didn't know about it and they just gave us a surprise ending?
No. Roy's going to take over. So it's not Green Arrow. It's now. Now it's just Arrow. So
Red Hooded Arrow. Well,
why does Oliver deserve to die? He never skipped leg day.
Or abdomen.
I don't think he skipped any workout day.
I'm going to miss ab day.
I mean, it was the only way for that setup to play out. Because Ra's al Ghul is such a big villain, they can't just have him appear twice and then get murdered.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, they couldn't have killed him yet because he's too important to the story and the universe.
The only other way it could have played out...
I don't
think
they're going to kill Ra's al Ghul anyway. Like, right. I think that he's probably just going to end up being just another element. He's going to be another Cynthia, what's her name? Walker.
Waller.
Waller, yeah. In that it's just another force that's doing stuff that they either have to react to or deal with. So.
Yeah.
Or work with,
exactly. Potential ally, potential monkey wrench.
Yeah. I think it would have been better if they... Well, I don't know about better. It would have been less of a... I don't know. I don't know what it would have been, but the only other way they could have played it off is if Oliver had apparently killed Ra's, and then Ra's ended up coming back.
I think
that's what we're going to say.
Well, I think what's going to happen is Maseo, or are we into speculation yet?
Yeah,
or, do it.
Okay, well, I think
you're going to say exactly what I was going to say.
Well, okay, I assume everybody knows that Ra's al Ghul, he's immortal, but he has, I forgot what it's called, but he has
the Lazarus Pit.
The Lazarus Pit. I think Maseo is going to take Oliver and take him to the Lazarus Pit and bring him back.
Wait, I mean, so the Lazarus Pit brings people back.
Yeah, yes. It basically, Ra's al Ghul's been alive for, what, 300 years or something at this time?
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Something, a lot of, and every, he gets to a certain age, I guess, and dies, and then they put him in the Lazarus Pit, and he comes back basically how he was when he went in, like, but alive and healthy. So that's why he stayed the same age. I think that's what Maseo, because you saw, I mean, you guys watched the clip. At the end, or I guess for the upcoming Arrow.
No, right. I didn't.
You saw someone walking on the cliff, and it looked like Maseo. I think Maseo is going to take him to the Lazarus Pit and bring him back.
Neither Maseo nor Nessa believed that he was the one.
Yeah.
So then the question is, when we come back, are we going to be back at square one? If Oliver is alive and nobody believes that he's the one who killed Sarah, are they still going to be on a quest to find the killer? And even if they're not, Laurel clearly still is. Finds out that it's Thea. Kind of shit is.
I think the second half of the season is just gonna freaking just be crazy altogether.
Right. Because Thea finds out that she killed Sarah, she's gonna lose her shit.
Yeah. And then we already know.
On the road to Cortese.
Yeah, and we already know that Black Canary is coming.
I'm looking forward to drunk Thayer again, like drunk Starn Thayer, like ruining her life when she finds out.
Did you say Black Canary is coming back?
Well, she's already, they, I guess, I don't know if you guys seen photos of it, that she is officially coming onto the show.
Mm-hmm. What? Laurel is Black Canary.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Because when you said Black Canary's coming back, I thought it was like, oh, so they're going to somehow bring Sarah back from the dead, too. Which
well,
would,
she was
really
Canary.
To me.
She was just called Canary, I'm assuming. Oh. And then Laurel's becoming Black Canary.
Okay.
Yeah.
If my understanding and what I've read.
Which, by the way, I called that she was going to do that shit back in season one.
Word.
Well done.
And we wanted it. We wanted it the whole time.
It's true.
We did.
Mm-hmm. I also called Red Hooded Arrow, by the way.
That one was not hard. That one was not hard.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Laurel, props. Props.
Props. Respect. Respect.
And
Deathpool yet?
And nope. Might I say, Ra's al Ghul, the guy who played Ra's al Ghul, is pretty damn intimidating.
Yeah, he's a rugby league player from Australia.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was wondering if you knew who he was.
Yeah, he's like from the Northern Beaches. So I'm on the North Shore. He's Northern Beaches. He's like a 10-minute drive from here.
Okay.
Like he's super local. I've seen him down at the beach before.
Oh, you should go down and ask him if he meant to stab him in the left chest and he just got distracted and so then he went for the right chest and missed the heart entirely.
Last time I saw him,
tattoo. Was in 2005.
But if I see him again down there, I'll go hassle him.
And ask him if he wants to be on
go
our show.
Go to the bench.
Yes, yeah. That'd be awesome. Or get a sound clip.
Yeah, well, he'll be around like Manly area.
Get sound bites like, him going. I guess you should listen to Rogo podcast.
Yeah, he was a crazy good rugby player. So he played for the Rabbitohs, which is South Sydney, and then he played for the Manly Seagulls, which is Northern Beaches. And he won, I think, a premiership, which is big deal.
I don't know what any of these things mean.
And that's no pads football for those people who don't know.
Oh, I know what rugby is. I just don't know what any of those other things meant.
I just figured out that you were saying beaches, not beaches. I was like, what the fuck's a beach?
What's a beach? You can if you drive a boat.
You're a beach.
You can if you drive a boat to the batch.
It's that thing where you go swimming and surfing.
I know. I figured it out. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, a beach.
We don't surf in Oregon. It's too cold.
Definitely not at the beach. Sometimes we'll surf at the beach, though.
We surf on rivers in Oregon.
You can surf the Amazon. Fun fact for the day. That's in no way related to the podcast.
So Arrow.
You guys, I'm going to miss you guys over mid-season break.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know there's a cafeteria in the building? There's a cold-pressed juice bar, organic salad station.
I know. I eat there every day, along with 800 of your other employees. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm late for a meeting.
Wait, Felicity. Are we okay?
If by we you mean you and me as individual entities, then yes, we are fantastic.
This is about the kiss.
This is not about the kiss.
Sure, because it really feels like it's about the kiss. Unless it's about how I left after the kiss. I can explain.
No, I can explain. It was a moment, and you regret it. It's over now. Can we please pretend like it never happened and go back to being professionals? I have to go. Work.
But you're at work.
I have a question. How did Ra's al Ghul catch a blade that's being swung? He's like,
Ra's
by the sharp. Because
he's a badass.
Here's a question that I have a really interesting... like wordsmith topic for. There is a lot of debate over whether he is Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul.
Well,
okay. The original Arabic that it comes from says that it's Ra's.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
I say Ra's because it's easier.
Yes.
I say Roz because I essentially what happens for me is whatever the director and writers of the plot that he is in is calling it, I will agree with them. Because it is original Arabic, but he is not Arabic.
Right.
Like he's got a British accent. He's white. He's a white dude.
He doesn't have a British accent.
in the show he did. What was his accent in the show?
My accent. He's Australian.
What? No, he's not.
I'm pretty sure it was just kind of just...
Not. Then it's
I think he was...
Super upper class Australian, or like...
I don't think it was Australian. I don't think it was any sort of dialect. I think it was a mix of dialects. I don't think it had any... Because, I mean, he's been around for so long. I think he doesn't have just a stagnant dialect.
You know what it sounded like to me? It sounded like an Australian dude trying to do a British accent or an American accent and failing at both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be more along that line.
Regardless.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if we're going to, on about Ra's or Roz, you know, if we go back to Batman Begins, both names were said. They were called him Ra's and then they called him Roz, right?
In one of the Batman cartoons, though, okay, in Batman Begins, they call him Ra's al Ghul.
And then in the cartoon, Batman anime series, they call him Ra's.
Well, yeah, literally, they go through this thing where the guy goes, I did some research on Ra's al Ghul. He does this and blah, 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 and he was lived for such and such time. And then the Nyssa turns to him and goes, that's pretty good. Good research. But it's pronounced Ra's. And he's all like, oh, my bad. So for that cartoon, I would call him Ra's al Ghul. But this show, they call him Ra's, so I would call him Ra's.
Well, it's just R-A-Z, you know? It's what are Oz?
Technically, R-A apostrophe J.
Is it J? Is it J?
J oh, or you're S. Bad, I've Empire. Seen you're bad. All of those.
My so. Bad. That's on me.
Oh, no. Well, it also looks like it could be R-A apostrophe S.
Yeah.
Also, no such letter as letter Z. Z, people. It's Z.
You're Z. Oh, it is.
Well, there's no right.
It's always R-A apostrophe S. R-A apostrophe J is wrong. Show. That's me. I'm wrong with that.
Okay, yeah, apostrophe S. Okay.
Quick fact check. Thank you, Google.
IMDb.
We're both wrong.
I will admit it.
We're both D-bags.
I'll agree to that.
Sweet. Okay, well, this has been so insightful.
But I do like him as Ra's. I would have preferred Liam Neeson, but
so would I.
Like this, C-Dub's gonna get Liam Neeson.
He said he was interested.
Yeah, he was approached to do it.
But then they realize that he's Liam fucking Neeson, and they can't, you know, pay.
He's too busy doing Taken Three.
Who you are? I don't know what show you're doing, but if you make me play Ra's al Ghul again, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Well, and it's just like he's based out of Nepal, right? That's where the League of Assassins are. Is it Nepal? No,
I don't know.
Let me look it up. You keep going.
How did he travel so far in 12 fucking hours?
That was a neutral site, and that was a neutral site.
He was doing it over the whole period of the episode.
Yeah, that was like 4 days worth of time. Yeah. At least it felt like 4 days.
And they didn't say he had 12 hours to get to the site. He had 12 hours to get his shit together, and then he needed to make his way to the site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone else get really bored watching him climb every cutscene?
Yes.
Mostly I was just like, all right, we fucking get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole episode is a metaphor for this. The climb is a metaphor for the whole episode. I understand.
Oh, it was called the climb.
Y'all, I totally did not get it. I was like, oh my hell, does Oliver have a twin? Is Oliver's twin the one who killed Sarah? Is he now climbing the mountain to go away so he doesn't get in trouble? What is that?
No,
I was a total idiot about it.
Beautiful. Whale.
It was real confusing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can be real smart and sometimes not so much.
Apparently.
I'm more of the not so much, but I'll take it. I'll take what I can get. I did win a trivia contest the other night.
That to me last week.
I'll put you on the smarter side of things. And Laurel, you haven't said anything dumb yet, except for the nunchucks thing, which is obviously stupid.
It's still going to happen? Is that? That's what I heard. You kind of got garbled through the internet there. It sounded weird, but it sounded like you said it's still going to happen.
What I heard. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
We'll see. We'll see who looks dumb, Chris.
The dumb thing was taking a bet with an open-ended timeline.
Nah, I'm fine with the open-ended this. It's good. It works.
It becomes our running joke. Where is League of Assassins? Jesus. There's not a single good answer yet.
To tell you, it's Secret Lair.
She has a valid point on that one.
If you could just Google it, don't you think everybody would go there?
Yes.
Isn't it just underneath Gotham City, according to like Arkham City?
The video game, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Solved. And Gotham is Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's based on Chicago.
That's where it is. They're in Chicago.
You nailed it. Well done. Boom.
All right.
Good job, you silly Aussie.
My sister wasn't born a killer. Malcolm Merlyn made her one, and I let it happen.
No, you didn't. When it comes to your family, you always place the blame on yourself, but this is not your fault.
She's right, Oliver. Throw Malcolm in front of Roz. Let the League sort this out.
Merlyn has a video. He made contingencies. Oliver, if you fight Ra's al Ghul, he'll kill you. No, he won't. During the undertaking, Merlyn told me that I couldn't win because I didn't know what I was fighting for. Now I do. I'm fighting for Thea.
Are we done with Arrow?
Nope. Not yet.
Okay. What are we still going to talk about?
What's left?
Oh, we have to answer your questions from earlier in the
thing. Just don't want to undo. First question was, what the fuck?
What? Yeah, he totally got stabbed right in the heart. Next question.
And how about, what?
No, yeah, I understand the confusion because he is the lead character, but he definitely got stabbed by Ra's al Ghul and pushed off a cliff. Next question.
Holy shit, hey, can they do that?
I don't know. They just fucking did. Their show, they sort of did it. I mean, it's not like it's going to be a dream sequence. He's not going to wake up at the beginning of the second half of the season going, oh, God, I don't want to have to go fight Ra's al Ghul, but I guess I will. So, yeah, they can do that. Next question.
They didn't just do that, did they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. That is correct. They just do that.
That is correct.
Next question.
Shit.
Absolutely true.
It's not a question. It's not a question.
But okay.
Well, I have nothing left on this episode because it was okay, I guess.
I mean, it's a mid-season cliffhanger.
Because he was left hanging on a cliff.
I get it.
Oh, get it? The climb, a cliffhanger? They took it so literally.
Technically, he wasn't hanging off. He was lying on the cliff. It was, we should have called
it
cliff
liar. Well, but he was hanging off it for some period
You're
of time.
You're a cliff liar.
Cliff liar.
Like my fingertips.
Cliff Liar, attorney at law. All right, well, we will be back in next year sometime.
Clifton.
In about a month.
With a title called Left Behind, which is definitely about how Oliver gets left behind on a cliff. And not at all about the people that he left behind. So, yeah, that looks like it'll air on January 21st. So we will be recording after that.
Did you just say 21st?
I don't recall saying 21st.
Third January 21st.
And on that note, I guess that's about it for 2014. It's been a year.
It's been a hell of a ride.
If you want to leave us feedback after this mess, or if you want to, what's the word? Audition for writing, being our new staff episode recap writer, you can send us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com or go to our website at roguearrow.blogspot.com and leave us some messages there. Or you could like us on Facebook and rate and review us on iTunes. That's a good way for us to get more listeners. Yeah. As always, I am Daniel Janes.
I'm Rudy Schubach.
I'm Chris O'Neill.
I went for it.
And I'm Laurel Mers.
There you go.
And I'm Tyler Crouch.
Awesome. So, yeah, see you next year, everyone.
Papa Merlin.
We have video evidence of him taking the vial.
He says he doesn't remember.
He's lying. You don't do something like that and not remember it.
There is a way. I didn't think it a possibility until now. There's a drug. It's called Vatera. I've heard it makes people extremely susceptible to suggestion.
Like mind control? Really? That's a thing?
Podcast is an Autological Media Productions podcast. Leave us feedback at roguearrow.blogspot.com or shoot us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook and rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want to check out our other shows, go to almproductions.net. As always, thank you for listening.